Kia ora, I'm Imogen Wells and welcome to this breaking news edition of Newsable. The government has just announced its plans to restore interest deductibility on mortgages for residential investment properties. Associate Finance Minister David Seymour has just held a press conference outlining how the government will phase back in full interest deductibility. The Labor government was reducing landlords' ability to claim against their mortgage interest payments over time. So to explain today's announcement, we're joined by Stuff's Money Editor Susan Edmonds. Susan, kia ora.
Hello, how are you?
First of all, what is interest deductibility?
So interest deductibility basically means that it used to be that if you're a property investor, you could take the costs that you pay in home loan interest and offset that against your rental income to reduce the amount that you have to pay tax on at the end of the year. And that's something that businesses across the spectrum do, but Labor decided that it was going to level the playing field and not make that possible for investors anymore.
So what was announced today then?
So today we have heard that from April 1 this year, we will be able to deduct 80% and from next year, 100% of interest costs from income for tax purposes, basically.
And so this return of interest deductibility was an election pledge from National and ACT. The timing here, is the announcement faster or slower than expected?
It's a wee bit faster than National had campaigned on, but not as fast as ACT had campaigned on. From memory, ACT wanted it like straight away. So this is somewhere in the middle of the two.
And how does this turn around the plans that were under Labor?
Yeah, so I think next year would have been the first year that no interest was deductible under Labor's plans. So this completely flips that on its head, basically.
Wow, 100%, right? And who's most impacted by what's been announced?
I would say it would be investors who are, you know, heavily indebted and are running a big loss each week on their rental properties. And there are a lot of people in that position now because interest rates are so high. A lot of people are topping up mortgages a lot. So in that case, it will make a difference to them. But it is still around the margins. I mean, I think Kelvin Davidson said this won't make a loss a profit. It just makes it a slightly smaller loss.
Right. And will this be good news or bad news for renters?
Yeah, that's debatable. I think a lot of research has shown that rents are pretty much set by what the market will bear rather than by landlord costs. So it's probably by the by, to be honest. I think that probably the bigger driver for rents at the moment is that migration surge and lots more people looking for places to live.
Can you see any loopholes in any of this, or is this pretty straight cut?
It's pretty straight up and down, but I mean, new builds have always been exempt, so there's no change there. Yeah, I mean, it will make a difference on the margins. And I guess it's part of a wider feeling that things are going back in favour of property investors who are feeling quite hard done by for a while there, whether you think that's fair or not.
Stuff Money Editor Susan Edmonds, thank you so much for explaining all of that. And that is all for this breaking news episode of Newsable. I'm Imogen Wells, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow morning. So remember to follow Newsable wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like this podcast, please support our work. Visit stuff.co.nz/support.